filled with people that have no idea that they're running around practicing.
If his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And in Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 25, if you'll turn over there, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Now the Bible is very clear that Satan has a kingdom. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again some other time. But we've talked about the fact that Satan has a kingdom. Jesus is recognizing that kingdom right here. He's saying that his kingdom wouldn't stand if he fought against himself. It makes no sense. Now another verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We live in a day where we're rapidly approaching a total apostasy in churches today. But Disney, I believe entertainment is a main culprit of that in the God's people and in their lives. Disney, the Magic Kingdom or God's Kingdom? You think about that, the name. Just look at the name itself, first of all. The first thing, that Disney is very deceptive. It's very deceptive. The whole company has been built on deception, really. And under the guise of entertainment or joking or laughing or something like that, Disney has been able... There isn't anybody here that would probably say that they've never had a Disney movie in their home, right? I mean, most of us have had those cartoons or something like that. We've had those in our houses. So we've watched them. I've watched hundreds of them. Now I want you to think about that. Magic is anti-God. God does not use magic. God never did use magic or illusions or anything else. He never used it. But you think about it. Is magic evil? Amen. Is it evil? Do you believe there's a good magic and a bad magic? No, but Disney tried to teach you that. Actually, Disney did teach you that there was a good magic and a bad magic. That was one of the messages that Disney taught you, one of the lessons that Disney taught you. How many Christians would be pleased to tell people that they practice magic or sorcery? Not one of us would ever admit that to anybody. But consider one of the oldest Disney films, Fantasia. Mickey is wearing a sorcerer's hat and casting a spell. The whole movie is about him casting spells and causing inanimate objects to have life and to dance around and to do things, all by the power of magic. Just think about that. Do we actually believe that that is pleasing to the Lord? I don't believe so. The whole movie is about being a wizard's apprentice. Magic is wickedness in the sight of God's eyes. Should you and I be entertained with something that is clearly in a violation of God's word? God was very clear, suffer not a witch to live. His law was very clear that witchcraft, sorceries, all those things would be put down and would land you in the lake of fire. Should you and I be entertained with something that is clearly in violation to God? Should we please ourselves? Should we have pleasure off of something that God hates? Think about that. I mean, God even forbid to have a grove or an idol to be set up next to a temple, but you and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we allow those things in our midst, or we have allowed those. Look at some of the other themes, the Disney themes of magic. I want you to know that this is not just one thing. Hundreds of, I couldn't possibly cover all of them. But I'm gonna hit the most popular ones tonight because I want you to think about something. I want you to think that the message in general of Disney is that of the Magic Kingdom. It's that of magic. And I ask you, the Magic Kingdom or God's Kingdom?
All right, well, there is that mean old preacher that preached. This was originally preached back in 2013, I believe, was the original of when this sermon was preached. And we have since learned a lot more about Disney, and we're going to talk more about that here today, because there's a lot of things that really need to be talked about. They need to be addressed. It's pretty sick, the things that are going on with the Disney industry right now. I want to show you some things that have just come to light here in the last month or two. And they have become big things.
And if you want an entire playlist of how much Pastor Lee absolutely 1,000% hates Disney, and so does God, by the way, that's why I hate it. Then you can find this list right here. I'll have to have somebody fix it. For some reason, this thing just continues to go back on the audio. I'll have to get a hold of Andrew and see if he can pull over and take care of it. I don't know why it does that. It reverts back. It's like an unconverted devil. It just goes back to its... It's like a hog and a dog. As soon as I shut this computer, actually I'm going to shut it now. It goes back. So I'll play something until I can get a hold of Andrew and he can pull over somewhere and he can fix the sound. We'll just keep playing that video for a little while here. And by the way, I do edit these, so a lot of this content at the beginning is edited out for some of those. So anyway, I'll let you listen to this for a while.
Which one do you want to be caught in? The Magic Kingdom? Or in God's kingdom? Let's look at the first one. Let's look at Aladdin. Aladdin is one of those movies where a djinn is in a bottle and grants wishes. He comes out, he grants wishes. Well, do you know what a djinn is? Djinns are special creatures mentioned in the Quran and in Islamic mythology who inhabit an unseen world in dimensions beyond the visible universe or humans. Together, the djinn, humans, and angels make up the three sapient creatures in God. The Quran mentions that the jinn are made up of smokeless and scorching fire, but also physical in nature, being able to interact physically with people and objects, and likewise to be acted upon. Like human beings, the jinns can also be good, evil, or naturally neutrally benevolent, and hence have free will like humans. And unlike angels, the jinns are mentioned frequently in the Quran. The whole movie is about a genie that grants wishes. It has demonic powers. Now, jinns, the real name of a jinn is a demon. That's the name in antiquity is a devil. It's a demon. So basically, this spirit being that can shapeshift and change is coming out of a bottle, and he is granting wishes. Think about it. You understand that millions of people and many of them Christians have entertained themselves with devils? All that is a devil. You ask any Muslim what a jinn is, they'll tell you it's a devil. That's their term for a devil, a demon, a spirit, a foul spirit. They understand that quite well. The whole movie is about that, though. Consider the older movies than that, The Sword and the Stone. That was a classic. If you ever watched that, I don't know if he comes up and he's king. You know, they're looking for the next king, and he takes his hand, he grabs that, and if he's the king, then all this light comes out, and this shining, he pulls that sword from the stone, and he's the king, and there's Merlin the wizard that is there. How about that? A wizard. What does the Bible say about sorcerers and wizards? See, but that's just fake. Not to your neurons in your mind, it isn't. It's real. And it's not fake because you're watching it. And you and I are entertaining ourselves. So if it was real and it manifested itself as real in your life, you talk to some people who've done a lot of drugs and been around a lot of bad stuff, and they will tell you some of the stuff that you see in movies ain't that far-fetched. Not at all. Not at all that far-fetched. That whole story, though, about the Sword of the Stone is about a young boy who will be king and a wizard who works special magic and spells and he shapeshifts. He changes things and he turns things into... But they do it in a laughing way to make you laugh. So what are you and I doing? When we're watching that, we are laughing at witchcraft. We're laughing at people that conjure up spells. We're laughing at that. What is that? It's wickedness. It's something that God hates, and we're laughing at it. How about Beauty and the Beast? That's an easy one we've talked about. I'll not belabor that one too long. But the Beast eventually turns all things into perfection, and everything has changed. You ever notice at the end of that where everything is made new by the Beast? The Beast fixes everything. Now turn to Revelation chapter 13, and all the world wondered after the beast, and he can make things good. He'll make things perfect. You say, oh, you're far stretching. No, I'm not far stretching anything, folks. You've been hypnotized to believe a lot, and so have I. Been hypnotized, like, oh, that's just, now since I got saved, I don't watch a lot of magic stuff anyway. I kind of, that's an evil wizard and there's a good wizard. Well, let me ask you a question. The magic kingdom or God's kingdom? In the magic kingdom, there are no absolutes. No absolutes in the magic kingdom. But in God's kingdom, there are absolutes. Consider other movies like Escape to Witch Mountain and other movies like that. Full of evil and witchcraft and magic power. Snow White, full of magic, and the young maiden is tempted by the witch to eat the apple. Now, do you think they used that apple by accident? I mean, honestly, do you think that was used by accident? Do you think that bright red apple that they're showing was an accident? Or do you think it's a clear mocking of the Genesis story? I mean, we know that, right? We know that they're doing that in that movie. That's what that's about. I mean, it's a witch that comes along, and that's exactly what she tries to trick him into doing. I want you to think back. I mentioned something to you about Aladdin. I want you to think back on that Aladdin. There's a song that's played in there, and I want to show you how closely those two are attached to witchcraft and what's being taught to you. Everybody has heard this song before if you've ever watched that movie, A Whole New World. You've heard that song, right? You've probably heard it. Well, listen to the words. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? Okay, so stop right there. What is he saying when he's singing that song? He's telling her to let her heart decide what she should do. Now, what does the Bible say about your heart? It says it is desperately wicked. Who could know it? You're to follow and obey God's book, not your heart. Because your heart is desperately wicked. And you're to follow. But what's this message? This message is saying, oh, come on. A guy comes in. He's a thief, right? Aladdin is a thief. He comes in and he flies on a magic carpet. And he comes in and he's telling her not to get married the way she was supposed to.
All right, how does it sound now? Let's see how we are now. Let me know here. I know there's a little bit of a delay there, but you should be able to let me know here in a second how that is sounding. It's coming clear again. All right. Justin Money says this was the first sermon I heard from Pastor Bully. Okay. All right. We'll see how it sounds. I have that a little bit too close, probably, that microphone back just a little bit. All right. I don't know why this thing keeps flipping the way it does, but for some reason it just does. No, I have no idea why. It just decides to do it, and it does it. All right, let's see. We're flipping through things here.
But to listen to him and to leave and to go with him and follow her heart. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you want a guy to come into your daughter when she's 18 years old and to start to strike up a relationship with your daughter and tell her that she should follow her heart and leave and come with him? Would you want that to happen? No. Well, then why would you and I watch a movie where that teaches that very lesson? And then wonder why the children grow up and they do just that. Listen to this. This is satanic. I want you to understand the magic and the Satanism that is mixed with this. Listen, I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder over, sideways, and under on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. Do you see what he's saying to her? I can open your eyes. Have you heard that before? That's right. What did Satan say to Eve in the Garden of Eden? Oh, God does surely know that the day ye eat thereof your eyes will be opened, and you'll be as gods. Take you wonder by wonder, a whole new world, a new fantastic.
All right, let's see how it sounds now. If it's coming in clear now. Not sure why it keeps doing that, what it's doing, but it is. So, seems like it's picking up your voice from a different mic. Yeah, that's what it was doing, I'm sure. Let me know how it sounds now. You're not at a concert. You are live with OPBC Online. All right, let's see. Brother Andrew is going to let me know here how it sounds. He says he thinks it's good now. All right. Good now, says everybody. Okay, it is loud and clear. Okay, good. All right. We are still going to work on the final finished project of the sound and all that stuff as time goes on. But right now, we're dealing with the best that we can. And Brother Andrew got it fixed. Yeah, I left the bat cave, but I don't know why it does that. There's a certain, it's coming from a different microphone, and for some reason it decides to pick up, randomly just pick up another microphone. Anyway, back to this, what I was telling you. I just want you to remember that I preached on Disney before it was cool. And I tried to tell all of the Baptists. By the way, do you know how many people and family members of our church family, their extended family members, got very angry at me when I preached against Disney? There's people right now that are still angry at me. And I don't know, when I show you again today more evidence, some of the same stuff that I talked about years ago, and now it's even worse. I mean, I talked about it 10 years ago. Can you make your camera slightly larger? No, but what I can do if you want is I could switch this way. I think. Actually, that's locked for some reason. I can't switch it. Kind of weird. I don't know why it's locked. It locked in place. Anyway, who knows? Again, it is Windows, so one never knows what will happen with Windows. One never knows what will happen with Windows. Now, I warned about this back in 2013, 9 years ago now. 9 years ago. And now, it's gotten much worse. See, back in the 90s, or no, back in the early 2006, the Southern Baptist Convention actually boycotted Disney when they had somewhat of a conservative surge in the Southern SBC for a while. They actually fought some of these things and kind of warred against them. By the way, they are groomers. Disney, that's why I called this Disney Converts Kids. And then, by the way, the second part of this is Biden signed an executive order today. And I'm going to show you what his executive order does, what he says. And I think it'll be interesting to you, to be honest with you. I really do think it will be. So, let's see. Now, so I'm going to get fired up. All right. I want to warn you in advance that I know YouTube is burying my stuff. I already know that. They're burying this. I know they're burying this. So I need you, if you would be so kind as to start a Rumble account over there. It doesn't cost anything to start one. Start a Rumble account and subscribe to OPBC online over there. Because they are going to kick me off of YouTube. They might even do it today after this broadcast. Because this broadcast, I am going to be like a rocket. And I'm going to say a lot of things. And, you know, here's the thing. I talked about all this years ago, and Baptist fundamentalists got angry with me while they were watching their movies, while they were supporting. See, God spoke to my heart. This, what I'm speaking to you, I want to show you what this is so you understand why I'm doing this, okay? Okay, I want to show you this. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number. We're going to start with Paul in verse number 7. He says, "And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning." This is over sin, by the way, that Paul had rebuked them over. "Your fervent mind towards me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent." Though I did repent, it made Paul sorrowful. "For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season." So you had sorrow in your heart over your sin, but for a season. "Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry." So Paul's like, I'm just not trying to make you feel bad. Paul is saying, I'm not preaching this to make you feel bad, just for the sake of you feeling bad, so I can feel good about you feeling bad. I'm not doing that. That's not why I'm doing this. "I rejoice that you're made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing." Paul said, I didn't damage you by preaching the Bible to you and calling you to repentance. I didn't damage you by warning you about what was coming. I didn't damage you by warning you against your sin. I did not damage you by that. In fact, I helped you spiritually, is what Paul is saying. He said that you're made sorry after a godly manner. I want you today to have godly sorrow over these things if you're still watching Disney or supporting these things, or I want you to have godly sorrow over it. That you sorrow after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. You know what people do when they have the sorrow of the world? They go commit suicide. That's what they do. People accuse Christians like me, pastors like me, but I'm preaching against the LGBTQ, and they yell at us, you're the reason we have suicides. No. No, sin is the reason you have suicides. Sin is the reason you take your own life. Your heart is so filled with sorrow that you sin. My desire for you is that you have godly sorrow that worketh repentance, not to be repented of. That your sorrow leads you to Christ. That you take all of your sorrow, all of your shame, all of your guilt, and you pour it at the feet of Jesus Christ. And he washes you in his own blood, and he forgives you of your sin, and he cleanses you, and he changes you, and he makes you a new creature. So then old things are passed away and all things are become new. That's the sorrow that I want you to have. I don't get a kick out of making you feel sad. He goes on to say, for behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. Look what it does. You want to know why I'm like a rocket blasting here with this stuff? You want to know why I get fired up by this stuff? You want to know why this stuff bothers me so much? Here's why. For behold, this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of your own of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. Yea, what revenge. You want to know why I preach against Disney? Because I used to watch it. I used to be absolutely intrigued by magic in those. I used to love the sword and the sorcerer. Man, I used to take the country crock fake margarine dish, the big old country crock butter, and I would take my butter knife and I would stick it in the middle of the butter and I would pretend I was King Arthur from the Sword and the Sorcerer and I would pull out the sword and become king. I watched every Disney movie you could ever imagine. I liked all of it. I watched it all. Right? Hang on a second. I'm going to fix my camera real quick because I'm sure it's going to... Well, I'll wait till it goes out. Then I'll just go do it because I'm on a roll right now. I just want to keep going. I watched all those movies. I did that. Okay, now I have a revenge against that evil. Because see, God showed me what Hollywood was. God showed me what Disney was. God showed me exactly what these people are. Carl, I haven't even started yet. We were just adjusting the mic and all that good stuff. I played the Disney Satanic Roots. Satanic Roots, well, that's true. I played Disney in the beginning. They showed us all of those things. Now, you know what? God showed me to hate those things. So now I have this. So you wonder, like, why do you have this zeal against that? And I guess, like the Apostle Paul, God gave him much zeal. He said, I labored more abundantly than they all. Now, I can't say that about every subject and every topic and everything in my Christian walk. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to this topic and these things, and I see the destruction and that of the family and the destruction of the family and the home, I have that spirit of revenge against it. And it might be said about some in this generation, and I'm not bragging either. I'm just saying that I labored more abundantly than they all when it comes to it. And that's the reason why, because of the grace of God, not because I'm something special or I've never sinned or I loved all of that stuff. I went after it. And now I go after it in a different way. Now I go after it to destroy it. Here we go.
Point of view. Listen to this now. No one to tell us no or where to go. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. It's Satanism. It's teaching Satanism. And if you don't think as Walt Disney's burning in hell right now that he didn't know that, now he wasn't around for this, but everything else that led up to it, he was. I mean, there's worse than that even back farther if you study it. But anyway, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. Do you not get it? Do you see what you've got? A man that's coming in that's trying to get a girl away from the structure of her home.
So then, basically, the reason I do what I do in that sense is because of what of what God has showed me, what God brought me to repentance over. These are the things that God brought me to repentance over. So I'm not like, hey, I'm better than you. I'm standing here like I was a Christian and I was watching this stuff. And now I don't want to. Right? Now I want to war against it. Now I want to tell the truth about it. Now I want to warn people that this is what's going on. All right. Now I'm going to show you this video. By the way, again, if you want my playlist, I don't want to argue about whether the world is flat or not. All right? I don't want to have an argument about that here. If you come on here to do that, I'm just going to kick you off here. I'm just telling you that right now, because I'm telling you, I'm like a rocket ready to fire today. And if you get in my way, I will mow you down. Don't mess with me today when it comes to this. I will just get you off of this platform, period. I'm not playing any of your little satanic games. That's all there is to it. Now, here's the playlist right here. Here it is. You can see it here. Don't let them distract you. Just ignore them. And if they can't be ignored, then they'll be gone. And I'll just keep taking them out. I won't even respond to them today. I'm just going to keep moving. And I'll just erase them. That's all there is to it. Here we go. By the way, let me show you an agenda here. We're going to play this video, and I want you to see the agenda here. I want you to see from Disney creators what they are saying. What they're admitting to. And by the way, I want you to remember this. Remember that mean guy back here in 2013? This says 16, but I originally preached it right here. Remember this mean guy that told you, man, these perverts are after your children. That's what they are. They are a bunch of stinking perverts. That guy told you that back in 2013. Don't get distracted by the comments. Let's go. Let's keep moving. All right, this is important. Pay attention, they're admitting something here. Very simply, straightforward admitting it. Disney has an agenda, and so does the Biden administration. By the way, so did Trump too, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, I identify as like a biromantic asexual.
As a black person.
What in the world is a biometric transsexual? What in the world is that? I don't even know what that is. And I'm telling you, more than ever, I go out preaching and I look at people and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't even know what you are. I don't have a clue what you are. You can get as mad at me as you want to. I have no earthly idea what in the world you are.
As a black queer person, as a black queer and trans person, you know, to do the work of holding the company accountable means unpacking my own pain for somebody else to learn.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our lives fields. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends.
Oh, hello everyone or hello friends. So I'm not allowed to say hello ladies and gentlemen. I'm not allowed to say boys and girls of all ages. Right? I just have to say people. This is ridiculous. I'm not playing into their fantasy. here's the thing that I won't do. I won't play into your psychological insanity. I'm not going to play into your mess. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Like, I love Disney's content. I grew up watching, you know, all of the classics. They have been a huge, like, informative part of my life. But at the same time, like, I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. On my little pocket of, like, you know, proud family Disney TVA, the showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like,
my not at all secret agenda. They've been very open to my not at all secret agenda, gay agenda. Right. They're just admitting what we told you years ago Disney was doing. I mean, for goodness sakes, let's be real here. Disney was teaching bestiality back when it taught Beauty and the Beast, when it did the movie Beauty and the Beast. It was teaching seven little imp devils living with Snow White. It was teaching witches and warlocks and magic and perversion and innuendos and everything else. Right? That's what Disney's been doing for years. And now they're just telling you flat out, this is what we do. So these are the people that are making your Disney films. Let me ask you something, Christian. Are you comfortable with that? Are you comfortable with that? Are you seriously comfortable with LGBTQ propaganda for little kids? Pushing it on little children? How about this year? How about this month? How about this week? Fox News. Fox News does a report bragging about the courage of a trans boy. They're propagandizing you. By the way, just like Trump did at the Republican National Convention when he mind manipulated people into thinking that, well, if you're not for LGBTQ, then you're an Islamic terrorist. Then you're a terrorist. So I'm so glad to hear that said at the Republican National Convention. I'm so glad. That was called a psyop. And all the little Christian Republicans fell for it and was clapping for that. Yeah, we're not mean and evil like Islam. Laughing like Goofy. Stupid.
And all this content's going for to kids who don't know any of this. And even if they're in a household like Keith that have supportive parents, they're still getting all of this information from media of what is normal.
I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss, let's in the background this, like, I was just wherever I could just basically adding queerness to, like,
wherever I could, I was just basically adding queerness everywhere. They're admitting that they have an agenda. That's right, Rachel Bicey. Isn't Fox News accurately named? Indeed. Did you hear that? I don't have to be afraid. I could just insert my queerness wherever I want to on little kids. Right? On little children.
Kiss, let's in the background. This, like, I was just wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show. from Proud Family. But like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
And they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And so it's not just a numbers game of how many LGBTQ plus characters you have. We got the further, the more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story.
So basically, I'm going to show you a video next that was done by Answers in Genesis, which I think is phenomenal. And they explain how Disney didn't go after in public the Don't Say Gay bill that Governor Ron DeSantis tried to pass in Florida, because Disney is that we can much better propagandize. We can run psyops on children. This is what they admit. We can run psyops on children and their families and their parents better with our little goofy cartoon characters than we ever could do openly and honestly telling people what we're doing, that we're against heterosexuals, that we're against biblical families. Right? That's what wait till you see this video I show you in a few minutes. He nails it. He nails it good, and he explains it good. And then he explains, oh my goodness, you want me to show you what he explains? He explains everything that I said to you years ago. Let's look at this. Oh, we'll play it. We'll play it, right? Disney markets your children. We'll play a little clip of that. I don't even remember what I did in that. It's been so long. 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And when I show you what Answers in Genesis says, you're going to be like, wow. And I want you to remember, and not for bragging. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with all these people hated my guts. And they were and they still are livid with me. They wouldn't come to this church with their family members. They wouldn't listen to my sermons. Why? Because I told them, it's a gay world after all. It's a gay world after all. It's a gay world. They couldn't stand it. That I just told them the truth about it, that these people are psyoping your kids. They're literally propagandizing your kids. That's what they're doing. And they know they're doing it. And they're laughing about it. And they're making billions of dollars off of it. Billions of dollars off of it. In the process. And you know what's happening? Bible believers and Christians are getting mad at people that tell them the truth about Disney. They're getting irately ticked. I gotta see how loud I'm being on here. They get irately ticked off. Oh, he's got a leveler on me. He put a leveler on me for when I get excited. Right? I have a feeling YouTube's not gonna put up with this either. They're already squirshing me. All right, you ready? Let's finish hearing from these perverts and what they admit.
And especially with like trans characters, you can't see if someone is trans. There's not one way to look trans. And so kind of...
There's that one way to look trans. So you could do...
Oh, I can't... Oh. I'm pretty sure that's a woman. I'm pretty sure that's a woman with taking a lot of testosterone. Pretty sure it is.
Kind of the only way to have these like canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can like be their whole selves.
That nobody stopped us and it felt great. And in part, I think nobody stopped us because we were, we were targeting Gen Z and millennials.
You know, we're targeting Gen Z, so we are targeting your children. Wait. You mean like You mean like what I said back in 2013, Disney markets your children? Disney's sodomite psyop? Beauty and the Beast remake? Disney's Doc McStuffins preschool cartoon stuffs lesbians in front of kids? Disney and Christian's Unholy Alliance? And then, if you're interested, 10 Reasons Christians Should Boycott Disney Forever. That was a newer one that I did back in 2021, the beginning of this year. So lots of people listened to that. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. I hope lots more people listen to that. Anyway, we're making friends and influencing people.
We were targeting a younger, I think more open-minded. And now we know, you know, as my son texted me this morning, you know, Gen Z is 30 to 40% queer than the other generation's mom. So Disney better get with it.
Oh my. Mom, Gen Z is 30 to 40% more queer. Oh, that makes me sick. That really, really, really lowers the marriage pool. Better get into local New Testament churches. Better get in there and see these children raised so you know what a boy is and a girl is when your children go to get married so they don't find themselves marrying some tranny. Mm.
Leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda.
My not at all secret gay agenda. Okay. I thought this, I watched this or I listened to this while I was mowing the back field of my lawn here today, doing some yard work early this morning, whatever you want to, not early, but whatever. Somewhere around 11 o'clock, I was back there doing some work. And I listened to this on my headphones, and I thought it was really good. Answers in Genesis really nails the psyop. They, listen, Satan doesn't come always straightforward. In fact, rarely he does come straightforward. Rarely he does. Comes this way. But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled at Eve through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Let me explain something to you. I want to teach you something here that I want you to understand. You may not understand this. I want you, I've taught you a little bit on this before, but I want you to see this. In Leviticus chapter 18, there's a principle that God lays down here. God's principle is always simplicity. If doctrines seem too super confusing, I don't mean like things like who God is. Like sometimes we can't understand everything about the Trinity. We can't understand everything about God the Father because we have a finite mind. I'm not talking about that. The riches in Christ Jesus we will be experiencing for all of eternity and learning of, right? So I'm not talking about that. The richness and the vastness of who God is, we will forever be learning. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is simple things that God set up, like marriage between a man and a woman. In the beginning, God made them male and female. All those other things, right? Look at Leviticus chapter 18. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. It's confusion. with children, you're not supposed to introduce to them explicit things. They're not to uncover nakedness. They're not to be exposed to some traumatic sexual experiences. I'm using the modern vernacular so people can understand, because believe me, people are ignorant of God's word. They don't know what I'm saying if I don't just say it plainly, unfortunately. When I'm at church, I say things differently. On here, I kind of have to be a little bit broader because most people aren't educated. I'm not talking about you that listen all the time. I'm talking about others that are going to listen, okay? Out there that I'm trying to benefit. I'm trying to help them that need it so badly. The Bible says it rots confusion. Introducing to children those experiences rots confusion. Introducing sexually explicit things to children confuses them. Introducing their minds to perversion like homosexuality, transgenderism, any of those things. Somebody asked me, is it a sin to be gay? Absolutely, 1,000%. It is a sin to be a sodomite, to be a homosexual. Yes, it is. Because even the thoughts of foolishness are sin. And if you are a sodomite, you are gay, then you must repent of that and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and be saved. It's the sins of the heart. It's what you are, a sinner. You are a sinner before God and exceedingly sinful. It isn't just an act that makes you a sinner. You as a person are a sinner. So my point is that exposing children to these things is absolutely wicked and it confuses their minds. God said it would rot confusion in them. Children that are active sexually before their marriage and before they are adults and before that time period, even if it's heterosexual, doesn't matter what it is, it affects their mind and confuses them later in life. Because their mind gets defiled at a young age and it brings confusion to their mind. Incestual things, Leviticus 20, verse 12. All those types of things wrought confusion in the mind. We're not going to get into all the specifics of those things. It isn't necessary. The point is that any early activity in those areas, it confuses a child. And that confusion will show up later in life when they're like 40, 50 years old, 30 years old, 28, 30, 40 years old. It shows up later in life. And they have battles of the mind forever. Battles of guilt and depression and all kinds of other things that God never meant for them to have. And it rots confusion in their mind and their hearts. Whatever it is, heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is. So what Disney is doing is absolutely corrupt and wicked and vile. It's vile. I want you to hear what Answers in Genesis, one of the men there, had to say about this. And I thought it was good. He gets the point across that I was making years ago about this very thing, that this is how Disney operates. And for independent fundamental Baptist Christians or Baptist Christians or fundamentalist Christians, for them not to get this is beyond me. It's hard for me to understand how they don't get this or they don't care about their children being exposed to this. It baffles my mind that grandparents and parents of Christians that are claimed to be Christians let their grandchildren watch this garbage when they know Disney is propagandizing them. That's exactly what Disney is doing. They're propagandizing these children. They're psyoping these kids. They're training them to be homosexuals. First, not only that, they trained them to be sexually active. Britney Spears grew up, Miley Cyrus grew up, Hannah Montana, and all those other things. They grew up like that. And then what happens to Britney Spears? On her 18th birthday, she comes out naked singing a song, "I'm Not That Innocent." Miley Cyrus comes out on her 18th birthday after being a Disney queen, and they completely turn her into an absolute fiery slut. And she sings her song "Party in the USA" and comes out and is bumping and grinding with a musician on stage on her 18th birthday at the Music Awards. They do it on purpose. And all you dad and moms out there that are letting your children watch the Disney Network and you're getting mad about biblical preaching, why don't you get right with God? Like those old timers used to say, why don't you get some religion? Why don't you get right with God? Why don't you give up your stupid, foolish entertainment nonsense? And why don't you trust the living God? And why don't you teach your children what's right instead of exposing them to evil? And why does it take all these years for you to do that when the truth has been out there? And to get mad at the preacher and say, oh, it's no big deal. While they're propagandizing your children, they're psyoping your children, they're teaching them to be sex perverts. That's what they're teaching them. And where are all the pulpits? Why aren't preachers preaching on this? Where in the world are they? I mean, yeah, there's some, but how long did it take them? I don't know. See how many there is. Kevin Swanson, he's been doing it for years. Look, it's me and Kevin Swanson on Sermon Audio. Look at us. Me and Kev. And Robert Reed, he's been a faithful man of God for many years. He's been preaching it longer than I have. Right? Scott Johnson was one that warned people as well. Adam McAnus, same as, Joey Faust talked about it. Pastor Joey talked about it as well. Few other guys, but not that many. Look at it. There ain't this long list. There's thousands of preachers in America. No, they're not wolves. A lot of them are afraid. They're not all wolves. A lot of them are afraid. Look, these aren't even about Disney. A lot of them are just afraid. They won't stand up and tell the truth about it. They're timid. Or they're watching it themselves and they don't have the biblical conviction they should about it. I'm not better than them. I'm probably worse than them in a lot of ways. So I'm not trying to exalt myself. That's not what I'm doing. If anything, it's a plea to pastors out there, say, why are you waiting so long? Children have been indoctrinated into Hollywood. They've been indoctrinated into this stuff for years. They're feeding them this garbage. And you think a sermon on Sunday morning and a Sunday school class is going to cut it? You think that's going to stop it? It's not going to. It's got to be done in the home. Pastors got to preach on it, and fathers and mothers in the home have to say enough is enough and not watch this garbage. Here you go. I think Answers in Genesis does a good job with this.
So Bob Chapek has a better way to advance the LGBTQ agenda. What is it? Find out. What's recently happened is over in Florida, where Disney has a really big footprint, think about Disney World and those sorts of things, there's legislation being put forth, being discussed. It's called the
Don't Say Gay.
Don't.
Hang on a second. I want to narrate this with you, so I'll play this for a
second. Take her away and to teach her all these things, and he's going to show her a whole new world, just like Satan said that your eyes will be open. I mean, it'll be, life will be different for you. You'll be like a god. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. Now I'm in a whole new world with you. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. 100,000 things to see. Hold your breath. It's getting better. Do you see how this is satanic? Do you understand what's the message that's being taught here? And he says this, I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. What's Satan? Hmm? Yeah. He's that.
All right. Let's get back to it here. I want you to hear this.
Say gay. Don't say gay bill by those who oppose it. The legislation basically says that teachers or third parties cannot teach sexual orientation, gender identity issues, and really in line with the LGBTQ agenda. They cannot teach that and they cannot advocate for it. And it must be age appropriate and all the other ages as well. The fact that that is a controversy kind of shows the state of our culture. Some of the employees of Disney who are friendly to the LGBTQ movement got together with CEO Bob Chapek of Disney to voice their concern that Disney had made no public statements renouncing the legislation being discussed. After that conversation, he sent out an email, a memo to all the employees of Disney talking about why they have not done that, where they stand, and what they're actually trying to do. And the email is very, very enlightening to what they think, believe, and what they're actually trying to do with their product. And so I'll read a couple of quotes from his email to his employees about why they're choosing to do what they do and being silent publicly on this, but still pushing for the agenda in a different way. He would argue, and I would actually agree with him in a more powerful way. So he says in his email to his employees, first off, he says, I want to be crystal clear that I and the entire leadership team are unequivocally standing in support of the LGBTQ employees, their families and communities and world. And so just know.
Okay, so he's saying flat out, Disney CEO, I want you to know that I'm all in for the LGBTQ. I'm all in for converting your the children of the world. Listen, they're all in for converting kids to LGBTQ. They're all in for it. He's saying, listen, this is a private memo that was given to the employees. We're all in. We definitely want to convert children to the LGBTQ. That's what he's saying. So, Grandpa, do you like that? Hey, Grandpa of Christian Kids, do you like that? Are you okay with that, Grandpa? You grandpas that are out there allowing your children to watch Disney, your grandchildren supporting that, are you okay with that? That they're openly saying that they are actively in on converting your children. Actively in.
Right off the bat that he, the CEO, and the leadership of Disney, they want to push for this LGBTQ agenda. They think this is what a more inclusive world will look like, and they're on board with that revolution. So they're pushing for that change within what they are thinking and producing within their company. It says, as we've seen time and again, corporate statements do very little to change outcomes or minds. Instead, they
okay.
Often are weaponized by one side or the other to further divide and inflame. Simply put, they can be counterproductive and undermine more effective ways to achieve change. I don't want any. Okay. Anyone to mistake a lack of a statement for lack of support. We all share the same goal of a more tolerant, respectful world. Where we may differ as in the tactics to get there. He's saying we got a better tactic.
Okay, so here's what he said. What he's saying is, guys, we got to be more slick than this. We have to be more sly. We have to be subtle. Like the devil. That's what he's saying. We have to be subtle. We have to be very foxy. We can't openly let them know what our agenda is.
Tactic to achieve the revolution that we're looking for within the LGBTQ agenda. So what is that better tactic? What is that better way? He says, I believe the best way for our company to bring about lasting change is through the inspiring content we produce. We are telling important stories, raising voices, and I believe changing hearts.
Okay, so what did he say there? He said, we are converting children through our content. If we can get them at a child's age, if we can get them at a child's age, then they'll already be tricked out sods and trannies when they're adults. Don't you get it? It's way better than trying to do it any other way. Well, Satan knows this. Satan knows this principle. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. If they can get to the children young, if they can do that young, if they can reach them young, that's their goal. They're converting them young. If we can open up, if we can indoctrinate them with the LGBTQ teaching young, if we can expose them to that, well, the sky's the limit on what we can do to your children. Well, he's right. You ever wonder why some of these children that are growing up in fundamentalist homes, besides the hypocrisy of homes, Christian homes, but which is part of it, they were all exposed to these agendas on television, on movies, on everything else. Like the pastor preaches purity, hopefully. And then they go home and watch all the impurities on television, on movies. Disney teaches them that it's a whole new world. Follow your heart. You can do whatever you want to do. You can be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. No one can stop you. Right?
In mind. He then goes on to list many of their different movies and shows, things like Modern Family, Summer of Soul, Love, Victor, Encanto, many others, saying these sorts of stories are what we're using to achieve the change we desire. These and all of our diverse stories are our corporate statements. They are more
powerful than any tweet or lobbying effort. He's right. Man, I wonder what... And I haven't reviewed this video. I don't even remember what kind of statistics I gave on this. Let's check it out. Let's see. This was a long time ago. So let's just see. Let's see. That was a short one.
All right. Turn to your Bible. You're there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And the Apostle Paul's given some instructions here. He says this, he says in verse number 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Notice he says transforming themselves. They're not, but they transformed themselves into that. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's not an angel of light, but he's transformed into an angel of light. You understand that? There's a difference. Therefore, it is no great thing. Why is it such a great thing for people then?
When you start revealing what's going on in this world, what takes place, and the deception that is about there, why is it such a great thing for people? It's so hard for them to take, so hard for them to grasp, that they're actually, their ministers are also be, it says here, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Are they the ministers of righteousness? No. He says they're transformed into the ministers of righteousness. What does that mean? Well, that means they're fake. That means that they are fake. They're not real. They're transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I want to talk to you this morning. I want to preach to you a little bit. Let's pray. Father, I need you, Lord. I pray you bless us now. Help us, Lord. I need you to help. But I want to cover some things about Disney. You say, why? Because the Bible is very clear. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, if it stopped right there, then I could say, okay, well, I don't have to do anything then. But what's the rest of the verse say? But rather reprove them. So you mean I not only have a responsibility to have no fellowship with it, I actually have to war against it. Amen. I can't just say it's enough for me to stay away from it. But see, that's where most of God's people want to stop today. They don't want to be a witness in the areas that are hard. Do you understand? It's not just a witness of running somebody through the Romans road. That's not the only witness you are. The witness is your life. The witness is you and I saying, no, we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we reprove them. We don't fellowship, and we reprove them. Howbeit, that part of the ministry is not desired today. That reproving of them is not desired today. He said, well, why don't you just let Walt Disney and all that, so why don't you just let it die? Because it's a multi-billion dollar corporation, and it ain't dying, it's growing. It ain't resting. How come it's okay for them to war against my Christ, but it's not okay for me to war against them? How come they can blaspheme and mock my Savior and laugh at Him and spit on Him, but I'm not allowed to say anything against them? Oh no, you just be a meek little mouse, a little Mickey Mouse somewhere, and you go in the corner, and you just let Him do whatever He wants to do.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, that young guy is firing me up.
Preachers, just don't preach about that stuff. Come on, it's not profitable. Just leave that stuff alone. Why? So God's people go out and buy their movies, support their sodomite agenda, and do everything else? Because I guarantee you, folks, if we didn't wake up and preach this book and reprove the unfruitful works of darkness, you'd still be watching Disney movies, you'd still be supporting Disney, and you'd still be playing those games. You'd still be watching that occultic stuff in front of your eyes. By the way, it's sorcery, not as much witchcraft. There's a difference. We're to reprove them. Just like I had pastors tell me, oh, well, you know what? We don't talk about Halloween here because it's a non-issue. If I don't rock the boat when I preach, it's easier that way. When there was a sorcerer, he confronted the sorcery. When there was fornication, he confronted the fornication. I'll stop preaching against it. That won't happen. There you go. Not in this life. It won't. But in the life to come, it will. Amen. So, I want to ask you, what is it? What do you think the true agenda of the Disney Corporation is? What is their true agenda? Are they really a family-friendly or family-values corporation? Have they been that? Are they really that? Should Christians be supporting the Disney agenda? I want you to consider something before we start. If Disney is so family friendly, and it's got such good morals and everything else like that, how come Hollywood doesn't attack them for their morals?
Oh!
How come Hollywood doesn't abstain from them and blackball them and blacklist them and say, we're not going to have anything to do with Disney because Disney's... Why don't they do that? Why do they embrace everything that they put out? Why do they attract the greatest movie stars and everything else? Why does all that stuff happen? Why don't they come out and attack it? If someone even mentions the fact that they're a conservative in Hollywood, they get blackballed. They get blacklisted. They get treated poorly. They get talked about. How come nobody does that about Disney? If they were so family friendly, then why do all the sodomites embrace them? All the sodomites don't embrace us.
Aw. Man, this was 8 years ago, nine years ago.
Thank God. What message of Disney? Right, because it's not reproved. Your children, not to your children, but market your children. Did you catch that? That's going to mean something to you in a few seconds here. They want to market your kids. They spend millions of dollars on research. Wait till you hear how they do it. I'm going to get into a little bit of that today on this hour. The next hour is going to be a little more deeper into the religion of Disney, it's going to be called. The second message is going to cover the real religion of Disney. What is their religion?
Freemasonry.
And we're going to talk about it, what their religion is. But in this one, I said that corporation can have gay days and have 30,000 sodomites at Walt Disney.
I just want to go on to record to say that I said that 10 years ago almost. Okay, so we'll get back to that other video that we had up there. But I just wanted to go on record that what this guy is saying right here, and Answers in Genesis is really popular and cool, and people like them. But I said the same thing many years ago, right? The same exact thing.
Powerful than any tweet or lobbying effort. And really, I couldn't agree more with that statement. Those stories which are communicating ideas, advocating for social change, are a more powerful way to convince people, especially younger generations, of certain ideas that you think are good and valuable. He goes on, I firmly believe that our ability to tell such stories and have them received with open eyes, ears, and hearts would be diminished if our company were to become a political football in any debate. So we're going to stay out of it publicly, not make a public corporate statement, but we'll continue to use our stories, our movies, our shows, our characters to present these ideas in a fun, loving, engaging way where the characters are charming, the ideas seem very good and happy and necessary, and you can really indoctrinate multiple generations that these things are true.
See, what were they doing? The same thing that they've always done. He's just admitting it, right?
What movies? Is the lies that are accepted in them through your mind. They set up scenarios of children lying because they have to lie. These people have to lie. The Disney Corporation under scrutiny, however, and a contradiction quickly appears. New things. Innocent and wholesome entertainment that manages to deflect popular culture and continually expands its products and services to reach every available media platform. What is unique about Disney, however, is its titanium plan brand image. Why? Why have they accepted it as that? These people have to lie. Under scrutiny, however, and a contradiction quickly appears between a Disney culture that presents itself research to mind the inner lies and anything else they say. Why would we believe that?
Anyway, you could listen to that whole sermon. I don't want to go through all that, but what this man is saying to you, what he's saying to you is not much different.
They taste so good going down when presented with the format of Disney movies. I mean, it's just, hey, it's a Disney character. Look how colorful, how playful, and look how likable that idea is, that person is. Therefore, their ideas must be likable too. It's a pill, easy to swallow, but that pill is poison, as it's an anti-biblical worldview on multiple levels in regards to...
Right. See, what they do is they do it in the guise of entertainment, and people fall for it. People allow their children to watch it, and they're injecting things into their children's minds that are wicked, vile, and anti everything Christians listen to on Sunday morning. If they go to a good Bible preaching church, it gets taught away from them Monday through Saturday when they're watching movies and videos and Disney and all those other things.
to sexuality, even morality, and so forth. And then he tells his employees, I hope we all will continue rowing in the direction of a better tomorrow. So the better tomorrow is the tomorrow that's more tolerant of LGBTQ sexual orientation, gender identity, transgender identity. That's where we need to be going. And they're pushing for that. And now there are really three key things I want to address in what we just shared right there.
He's going to nail it here with these three things, and I think it's really good. So I like this video a lot because of what he says. He summarizes it very well.
Ideas I want you to think about as a Christian from a biblical perspective, and to understand that these things are not just with Disney, but with everybody else, and how to think biblically and strategically as we want to be equipped to defend our faith and engage the culture on biblical authority issues like sexuality and, of course, salvation. Point number one is this: there is no neutrality. Please understand, nobody's neutral. Nobody can be. Disney is not neutral. The content creators of Disney, the people there making the movies, making the shows, they have a worldview, and they're going to do their best to communicate that worldview through the mediums they have. And the medium of Disney is very, very powerful, engages so many people. If you go to Disney Plus, the streaming platform, look at all the movies, all the very popular movies and shows that are right there that are really presenting different ideas. And the people who make those have a worldview. And that worldview is either A, in line with the Bible, it's submitting to the Bible as the ultimate authority and really using that as its framework to look at the world, how to engage the world, or they're rejecting the Bible. And when you do that, you're left with really man's ideas in some way, shape, or form as your ultimate authority. And so as we see here with Disney from the CEO down, they're saying, no, this worldview that supports the LGBTQ agenda revolution, that is the right one, which is in direct opposition to the biblical worldview, which defines sexuality very differently, gender orientation very differently than the LGBTQ plus agenda does. Point number two, not only are they not neutral, but they're also religious. You see, we often say here at the ministry that I work for that everybody's religious, everybody's got faith. The question is, where do you put your faith? Either you put your faith in the word of the living God, or you reject that and you put your faith in the ideas of man. Because no human being knows everything. So we all got to believe things by faith. And so you're putting your faith somewhere, therefore you're religious by definition. And by the way, that faith has views about God, how to worship him, how he's to be viewed, how to engage the culture in response to what he has said, if he does or does not exist. All those are religious ideas. Nobody's neutral. Everybody is religious. The last point is this: Disney is evangelical. They are trying to win hearts and minds. As Bob Chapek said,
Right. Disney's admitting that they're evangelizing your children. They are converting, they're proselytizing your children. They're converting your children to the LGBTQ. They're saying that under no uncertain circumstances, that's exactly what they're doing. They're not joking around about it. They're not being flippant about it. They're being very serious about it. That's exactly what they're doing. They make no bones about it. That's what they're doing. And you and I have to do everything we can to evangelize ourselves more than they ever do. Or they reach millions of homes.
He wants to keep open eyes and open ears and open hearts to the message so they can achieve the change that he so desires. They want to convince people of their worldview. And by the way, kind of following the theme of the first two points, everybody in some sense is evangelistic. Everyone has a worldview. It's religious by definition. And we want to convince others that that worldview is the right one. And we're trying to evangelize people to our side. And Disney is no different. They've got a worldview and they're trying to bring people to their side. They want to win hearts and minds to change this culture, to build to a better tomorrow. And by the way, these ideas of the LGBTQ agenda are utterly anti-biblical. They go against God's clear revelation of his word, how he's designed things, how he's made things. And so they are not compatible with the biblical worldview. We as Christians, we really need to realize we are not the only fishers of men. And Disney is a fisher of men. It's a fisher of children, fisher of teenagers, fisher of all people.
Do you understand that Disney and the sodomite agenda and the LGBTQ agenda, they go after the most vulnerable of children. And they're witches. They're recruiting witches. No one is born a sodomite. No one is born a transgender. They are recruited into it. They are proselytized into it. They are converted to it. That's the absolute truth. I said that in 2019. I said that to a sodomite at the last big Pride event before COVID hit. And I said that, and that guy started, that little fairy started crying. That really blankety blank hurts. Why? Because it's the truth that you're recruiters and that's what you people are. That you're after children and you seek to exploit children. And that's what you're doing, and you're running the biggest ring ever, and Disney's part of the biggest pedophile ring ever? Yeah. Yep. And I think it's funny, not funny, it's ironic that so many, again, I'm going to say this again to you, that you do not know the absolute backlash I have had from Baptist people or Protestant people or Christian people, their family members, because I kicked their Mickey and I squashed their Goofy and I slapped their Donald Duck upside the head with the Bible. I stepped on their Mickey. And oh boy, they got mad. Did they ever get mad? You ever heard Donald Duck cuss like that when he starts doing that? Well, that's what they were. That's how they were with me. Because I kicked their Mickey. Stepped on their Donald. Squashed their Goofy. And boy, did they get mad. And they're still mad. They don't ever have a decent conversation about it. They can't be Christian about it and get the Bible out and show me the benefits of Disney. Show me the scriptural benefits of it. Not even benefits. Let's put it that way. Let's just say it was kind of like something they did. Show me what's good about it. They just get angry, and they have gotten angry for years. They've gotten angry. Okay.
Well, to try to reel them in into basically anti-biblical worldview. Now, it's done with a pretty picture, engaging movies, good technology, engaging visuals with the movies and soundtracks and so forth, but it's still poison at the core because it's anti-biblical. God made us. He knows how we work best. When we're in line with His word, things always work better. Dear Christian, we are not the only fishers of men. Let's remember that, stand firm, and be equipped to engage these ideas from a biblical perspective and not be caught off guard by the evangelistic tactics even of Disney.
Okay. There you go. Now, I'm not done yet. I am not done. Wait. But wait, there's more. So much more. Let's see here. Let's see. We're not going to get to Biden yet. Let's see. By the way, I want to show you this real quick. This is not an independent fundamental Baptist preacher saying this. This is a politician running for office. How brave is that politician, huh? Hang on. Not that one. I got to get something for these pop-ups, man. I stinking hate Windows. Gina Caracia, a former teacher running for Congress in Virginia, called the Walt Disney Company's opposition to a Florida parental rights bill appalling and warned of the psychological damage that teachers can do to young children by teaching them about sexuality too early. Remember what I was saying to you? What God said about rotting confusion? Disney has taken a firm stance against the parental rights law, which critics have branded Don't Say Gay Law, even though the law does not ban the word gay. Rather, the law prohibits classroom instruction, not casual discussion, on sexual orientation and gender identity with children in third grade or younger, or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. It's appalling to see Disney so adamantly protesting the parental rights and education bill. A mother of five children who led a homeschool co-op and who taught history, logic, literature, and Latin and writing at two private schools told Fox News Digital on Friday, "As a mother of five and a career teacher, I also find it extremely unnerving that a company responsible for creating so much of what our children watch would push against legislation to prevent content we know is harmful from reaching our children." The bizarre instance of the left to push sexuality-focused teaching and even in the worst instances, pornographic material to our K-3 students is not only disturbing and appalling, but will be truly psychologically and developmentally detrimental to our children. Right. Young children are not emotionally prepared to grapple with these subjects, nor are they naturally inclined to want to, said the former teacher. All of this is really just the next stage in the left's continual push to undo our entire understanding of childhood for the sake of political agendas, she said. We've seen this for years, for instance, in their push to emasculate our boys. Boys long to have something to fight for and defend, but are now told that this instinct is toxic. There are still dragons to slay, and we fail to communicate that to our boys. She also lamented that the cultural elites have traded fairy tales and imaginative stories for thinly veiled propaganda books that deprive children of the raw material necessary for creativity and replace it with talking points that often run counter to the values their parents are raising them. In other words, what are they doing? They're teaching those children. They're propagandizing those children. Right? That's what they're doing. They're very good at what they're doing. Now, remember, here's Disney. After a political storm, anyway, they won't let me look at this article, but whatever. After Gay Day's return, right? Let's see. I'm not looking for that. What time is it here? Let's see how much time I have. Ooh, I got good time. Okay. Let me go here. Let me do this, because I want to figure out exactly what I'm looking for here. How about a hymn here real quick? Let's do that.
As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I've a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. As I roam the hillside, or I list to the tide, as I pluck the sweet flowers that grow in the dale, a faint picture is there of a land bright and fair, where perennial flowers ne'er fail. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the paradise valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see.
Though your garden is rare, it is not to compare with the flowers that bloom in the garden above. In the midst of it grows Sharon's perfect sweet rose. 'Tis the wonderful flower we love. Up in the beautiful Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in the valley, the wonderful valley, will be free from all pain and all strife. There we shall live in the rose-tinted garden, 'neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see.
Amen. All right. Good hymn right there. All right, listen now. Let's go here. I want to show you something here else. And then we're going to get to Biden's part in all this, the government's part in all this, because the government is pushing this same thing, right? So, what are these shows also telling besides your gay stuff? I don't have any gay stuff. Well, Voidex, you asked that question. I have fully covered the occult in all of those videos. So if you go listen to Disney's videos on the occult, you will find out that I have covered Disney's mystery religion. Okay? If you want information about that, here it is. Disney's religion is Freemasonry. There it is. Preached it back in 2013, probably towards the end of 2012 or sometime in the beginning of 2013. I'm not sure. But there it is right there. And yes, I did preach on that. And yes, I have preached on the occultism of Disney in Disney's Magic Kingdom, the Kingdom of God versus Disney's Magic Kingdom or the Kingdom of God. I talk about the occult and the occult practices that are taught there. So I have thoroughly covered that. But that's not what this is about. This is about the sodomite agenda that is being taught, the LGBTQ agenda. For instance, here it is. Disney president of entertainment wants 50% of all characters gay or underrepresented. The radical shift is a clear response from the Mouse House to Florida's Just Say Gay law after bumbling the issue time and again. There's a lot of change happening in the Mouse House, where Mickey will perhaps be no longer be dating Minnie, but rather a gentleman mouse instead. Carrie Burke, the president of Disney's General Entertainment Content, announced on a company-wide Zoom call Monday that as a mother of two queer children, one transgender and one pansexual. Well, let me just say this to you. Let me just say this to you. You are an absolute failure if you mother a transgender, a pansexual, and two queer children. What in the world did you do to those kids? What in the world did you do to those children? Huh? You stinking, filthy, dirty pig witch. What did you do to those children? More importantly, what did you let them do to your children, you sick pig witch? You nasty, filthy, Jezebel, scumbucket, dirty, filthy woman. What did you do to those kids? There you go. Now, not specific enough. Maybe it might not be understood quite. Do you think that was clear enough? Do you think that was clear enough, or you think people might be confused about what I just said? Do you think there might be some confusion there, or you think that'll clear the matter up? Probably so. Probably so. Probably be a little clear. She elaborated, she intends to drastically ramp up queer visibility within the Magic Kingdom, increasing characters in Disney productions for the LGBTQIA or other underrepresented minorities by a whopping 50% by the end of 2022. Burke said that Disney had only a handful of queer leads in their content. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads in narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters, not have to be about gay stories. Burke indicated that her plan is a response to Florida's Just Say Gay law, which prohibits teachers from discussing sexuality or gender identity in a manner that is not age appropriate in the classroom. From kindergarten to third grade. Do you understand? Oh my goodness. I'm just thinking about these grandma and grandpas that are and dads and moms of people that are related to our church members. How angry they are about me preaching about Disney. Oh, you're that preacher that preaches against Disney. And I'm just thinking about them and I'm like, how do you like this? Like, do you guys like this? Would you care to defend this? Would you care to buck up, Sally? Would you care as a man to look me in my God-given eyeballs and tell me as a preacher that I'm wrong for preaching against this and I've been doing it for 10 years, that you don't like it, that you're upset with me? How about the way they're preaching to your kids? Right? How about you do that? How about you go ahead and defend that? By the way, I got something for you. How about all of you look at your parents and your grandparents and all these things, and you bring what I just brought to you today, and you take it to them, and you say, Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, show me why this is okay. Show me why you support this. See what they say. That said, the entertainment giant has been making changes for some time now. Since last summer, they removed all the gendered greetings, like we talked about. So there's no more, hi, sir, hi, ma'am, young man, young lady. By the way, there's one habit that I'm trying to that I'm trying to break. It's like when you have your children together, the boys, the girls, say, hey, guys. No, it's not that way. They're not all guys. Recognize that when I see a church, when I see the young ladies walking around, ladies, how are you? Right? How about that? Meanwhile, Disney executive Brewster said in the same meeting that she regularly made a practice of adding queerness to children TV. Right? We talked about this already. Anyway, so you get that, right? Now, let's see. Underrepresented, I did that one. Now, the newest movie, is this the one? No. Let's see. Here is the newest movie now. By the way, I had people tell me, oh, I support, I better make sure that's not playing anything here. They said, well, I don't like Disney, but I like Pixar. They let their children listen to watch Pixar. Okay. Well, Ben Shapiro just wrote about Disney's gay agenda, right? parents should keep that in mind when they're deciding whether to take their kids to see Lightyear, which hits theaters this week. What happened? Well, there's a same-sex relationship that's featured in Buzz Lightyear, the new Buzz Lightyear movie. Right? They've added that scene in there into the movie, right? But look at it. There's 14 countries that won't show that scene. Walt Disney has been unable to obtain permission to show its new Pixar movie Lightyear in 14 Middle Eastern countries and Asian countries, a source said on Monday, and the animated film appeared unlikely to open in China, the world's largest movie market. A Lightyear producer told Reuters that authorities in China has asked for cuts to the movie, which Disney declined to make, and she assumed the movie would not open there either. The animated film depicts a same-sex couple who shared a brief kiss, which prompted the United Arab Emirates to ban the film. Right? And Disney refuses to cut the same-sex scene out. So there's 14 countries that are better than the United States that won't show that. Isn't that something? Now, I understand freedom of speech and all that good stuff, but I'm just telling you. Here's the thing. Could you imagine if U.S. people said that? Could you imagine what would happen if they said no? Right? But those people over there in those foreign countries, yeah, they don't have freedom of speech. And I'm not saying I like that. But what I'm saying is that you have all these countries that say, no, you're not going to show this to our children. You're not going to show this scene to our children. Right? Let's see, we're not going to cut out anything, especially something as important as the loving and inspirational relationship that shows Buzz what he's missing by the choices that he's making. So that's not getting cut, Sussman told Reuters at the movie's red carpet premiere in London. That's not getting cut. China is not a make-or-break market for Pixar. One theater industry source said it contributed a mere 3% to the global office of Toy Story 4, which grossed more than $1 billion U.S. and worldwide ticket sales in 2019. Any objections to Lightyear over LGBTQ issues were frustrating, Evans says. Gotcha. It's great that we are part of something that's making steps forward in the social inclusion capacity. But it's frustrating. There's still places that aren't where they should be, Evan said. There you go. So they're admitting that they're not going to stop pushing this agenda. Now, being Pride Month and all, the Biden administration just decided that it's going to sign an executive pro-LGBTQ indoctrination agenda. So let's get this straight. Disney is allowed to practice conversion therapy on people through their videos. Okay? So Disney's allowed to practice conversion therapy. They're admitting we use our videos to convert children to the LGBTQ agenda. That's what we're doing. But President Biden bans Christians from doing the same thing, or he attempts to. President Joe Biden signed an executive order seeking to stamp out a practice critics refer to as conversion therapy and circumvent state laws that he characterizes as hostile to LGBT rights. sparking divergent reactions from religious freedom advocacy groups and LGBT activists. Biden issued an executive order on advancing equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersexual individuals Wednesday at the White House, marking the middle of the month LGBT activists recognizes Pride Month. The executive order calls on the administration to safeguard LGBTQI plus youth from dangerous practices like so-called conversion therapy, efforts to suppress or change an individual's sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Wait a minute, that's what you witches are doing. Because in the schools now, there's schools right now that are actually hiding from parents that they're transgendering these kids without their parents' permission. Their parents aren't allowed to know what's going on. They're hiding it from their parents. So Biden says the American Psychological Association defines conversion therapy as counseling and psychotherapy to attempt to eliminate individuals' sexual desires for members of their own sex. Now, let me be clear when I say this to President Biden or any other devil that's out there listening. You can't ban this book from me. You can't ban me from preaching this book. I mean, you can do it, but I'm not going to stop trying to convert lost, pagan, sodomite, transgenders, lesbians, and every other gender disorder that's out there with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to stop telling them the truth that God made them in the beginning male and female, and you can't change that. I don't care what you banned. You can take a shovel, you can dig a hole, and you can throw all that nonsense into hell with it, because I don't care what you say about that. I have no intention, and guess what? I'm not a 501c3. I'm not a nonprofit organization. I don't have a tax identification number. I want nothing from you but leave us alone. That's what we want. Stay out of our business. It's none of your business. The Bible, I believe it was John Leland said, the matters of the church are too high and lofty for the state to ever be involved with. They have no business involving themselves. Conversion therapy, you bet. I call it simply conversion, not therapy. What do I call it? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I have every intention of trying to convert through the gospel of Jesus Christ every sodomite, lesbian, transgender, absolutely confused child and give them the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is able to save their soul. I don't care anything about your stupid little puny executive order. I could care less about it. I'm only bringing it to the attention of people for them to see exactly what you are, you little devil. You absolutely possessed, sick old pervert. By the way, we didn't ask you to organize our church. We didn't get your permission to start our church. We don't have anything to do with you. Nor do we want anything to do. We didn't take any of Trump's money to keep our doors open to pay some kind of a staff. We relied upon the Lord Jesus Christ to take care of us and to take care of his church and to keep us going by the grace of Almighty God. We neither obeyed your lockdown orders nor followed them when Trump instituted them with his little Nazi Fauci. And you can't ban me taking the word of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost, seeing people converted from that lifestyle. Critics of conversion therapy bans contend such policies prohibit licensed Christian counselors. Well, thank God I'm not a licensed Christian counselor. I don't have your license. I don't have your permission. I don't want your permission. I wouldn't want your permission. I wouldn't want any. I wouldn't want your little license either. I don't need your license to do what God has called me to do. I'm not a licensed Christian counselor. I'm a Holy Ghost-filled preacher of God's Word. My authority lies in the Scriptures. My power lies in that King James Bible, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, which is able to save men's souls, and the power to convert any sinner by the grace of Almighty God. And all these people that are whining and moaning about their worries about being a licensed therapist, you don't need a licensed therapist. You need the gospel of Jesus Christ to change your old rotten soul and make you a new creature. That's what you need. You don't need some licensed therapy. You need the word of the living God. You need the power of regeneration that comes only from the power of the Holy Ghost. That's where it comes from. You need a good old-fashioned head-on collision course with the Holy Ghost of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is able to save your old rotten carcass and make you a new creature. You might say, well, I've got this and I've got that, and I've got all these perverted thoughts and all these, and I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. I don't know this and I don't know that. You look down your pants. That'll tell you what you are. What you were born with, the equipment God gave you, the plumbing that He gave you. After you look down there and figure that out, what God Almighty gave you, guess what? Then you get in that book and you ask God to save you by the grace of Almighty God and to make you a new creature, and you'll start loving the way God Almighty made you. I don't need any permission. I don't need any license. I don't need anything. In fact, those bumbling jackasses can't help you at all. All they're going to do is just send you into more confusion. You know what helps? The Word of God. You know what helps? The Bible. That's what. God makes it very clear. That's how He makes it. Very crystal clear. You're either male or you're female. You're either on God's side or you're on the devil's side. You either are saved by the grace of Almighty God, walking in the fear of the Lord, submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're a devil that needs to be born again by the Spirit of Almighty God. I don't play into your insanity, and I don't play into your games. I'm not looking to play. I don't need a license from you, and I don't care what kind of law you try to sign. Sign all you want to. I'm still going to preach God's word. The only conversion therapy I know of is a head-on collision course with the Holy Ghost of God. That's the conversion therapy. Critics of conversion therapy bans contend such policies prohibit licensed Christian counselors from counseling based on their religious beliefs to individuals experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that converts. You don't need conversion therapy. You need converted. That's what you need. You need to be saved by the grace of Almighty God. Sodomites, transgenders, all of them out there. You know what? They don't need conversion therapy. They need conversion. They need to be converted. You'll never do it in a therapy session. It'll never be done by trying to reach their inner child. It'll never be done by trying to go back in their past and find out every single thing they've ever done wrong in their entire life and try to dig it out. Mama wasn't good to them. Daddy wasn't good to them. They had sexual influences when they were young. That's all horrible stuff. But I'm telling you today, your greatest need of the hour, if you're in that movement, if you're part of that, if that sin has you, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. that is able to save your soul. That's the only thing. They need converted. That's what they need. By the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Ye were dead in trespasses and sins. Ye were these people. Ye were some, such as were some of you, the effeminate. Such as were some of you, abusers of yourselves with mankind. Such as were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye were sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. So critics of conversion therapy bans contend such policies, right? The president's order claims conversion therapy is discredited practice that research indicates can cause significant harm. Oh, you mean like significant harm, like teachers transgendering children, four-year-old kids in school? You mean teachers teaching explicit sexual content to children in kindergarten to third grade? You mean teachers teaching children about fornication in explicit detail about body parts, about all of those things, about functions and acts and perverted fornicating acts and everything else? You mean that's that sort of harm that can come? Because that's what Biden's doing. That's what their staff is doing. That's what their teachers want to do. That's what they want the right to do. You mean those things? Yeah, those things. You want to talk about harmful? By the way, here it is, a discredited. The president order claims conversion therapy is a discredited practice that research indicates can cause significant harm, including higher rates of suicide. No, you want to know what higher rates of suicide are? You know where they come from? Being sexually active at a young age like that. Being exposed to sin and wickedness and things that your mind can't handle at a young age. Those things. Those things. Confusing children with things that they ought not even know about. Those things. Biden's executive order directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, to establish an initiative to reduce the risk of youth exposure to so-called conversion therapy. What are you going to do? How are you going to reduce the exposure to it? Right? Because by the way, I really don't care what he says. I really don't care what he doesn't like. Who is he? I don't care what he tries to push and what he tries to preach and what that guy tries to say. I'm going to stand outside by the grace of God of all these LGBTQ events. I'm going to stand outside where all these people are being trafficked and they're being tricked and they're being converted. I'm going to stand outside there and I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to give those simple science lessons to them. Biden also directed the Federal Trade Commission to determine whether so-called conversion therapy constitutes an unfair or deceptive act or practice and issue such consumer... So somebody that is in sin and dead in those sins... Right? They're dead in those trespasses and sins, and they're guilty living in sin and vile wickedness, but it might be an unfair or deceptive practice to try to convert them. Hang on a second, I'm going to fix my camera here.
That star that can't go back to where he used to be. So he has to go to a whole new world. He has to teach a whole new world and everything else. What's the goal? A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. you say, I can't make the connection like that. Really? You can't see magic and witchcraft in a song mixed in? By the way, you need to learn what rock and roll, how devil-possessed rock and roll people are if you don't understand that, because they are very much devil-possessed.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Good. All right, let's get back to Biden here. Biden also ordered several executive agencies to work together to develop an action plan to promote an end to conversion therapy use around the world. Okay, now. So now it's not enough that we get into our business. Biden butts into the state's business, to the different states, but now he wants to export that all around the world. He wants to say all around the world. Who did that? Trump. Trump did that with homosexuality. He pressured countries all over the world to drop their criminal charges against LGBTQ stuff. Against homosexuality. That's what Trump did. Right? That's what he did. Nobody wants to talk about that, though, do they? Just Biden. I'll give you my famous line. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Biden bad, Trump good. Okay, whatever. And I've proved it time and time again. Over and over again, I've proved it. Anyway. Julie Mary Blake, senior counsel with the conservative religious liberty legal group of Alliance Defense Defending Freedom, which is a good group, by the way, in a lot of ways, expressed concern in a statement Thursday. She argues that the executive order would mandate that what Christian counselors can say or not say in private conversations with their clients and demand faith-based foster care and adoption homes who object to placing children with LGBT couples violate their religious beliefs or lose needed funding to help children find a forever home. See, so that's what they do. See, it's all about the children. It's all about getting... So this order is not just about conversion therapy. What it's about is adopting children. It's about making it easier for LGBTQ people, for religious orphanages and places like that that get funding to help children get adopted. Right? To pressure them to give kids to LGBTQ people. By the way, you know what? I think somebody was trying to set me up the other day. I had a phone call, and I didn't even know it, but it was back in May, and I never answered it, but it's funny. I never answered the phone call, but I thought it was interesting. Because in the phone call, it was a guy, and he said, I'm just calling to find out, and he sounded... I don't know. Who knows? I'll just put it that way because maybe he wasn't. But he sounded really funny. He was like, I just want to have a marriage done. I want to find out if you can do a wedding for me. I think it could have been a sodomite trying to set me up. Not by his voice tone exactly, but I just got this feeling that I was being set up. Now, first of all, I don't marry people that I don't know. I don't do that. I don't preside over services of people that I don't know. Because marriage is an institute from God. And I won't just bring two people together that I have no idea about their testimony. I have no idea about who they are. I have no idea about anything. I don't do that. So, but anyway, I think he was trying to set me up. What he doesn't realize is that I really wouldn't care if you did. Because I wouldn't do it, and I'd laugh about not doing it. Another provision in the order instructs Becerra to use the Department of HHS authorities to protect LGBTQI individuals' access to medical necessary care from harmful state and local law practices. directs Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona to support LGBTQI students and their families and other school personnel targeted by harmful state and local laws and practices. While Biden did not mention any laws and practices by name, he could have been referring to the bans on medicalized gender transitioning for minors in Alabama, Arizona, and Arkansas, as well as laws passed in more than a dozen states requiring athletes to compete on sports teams that correspond with their biological sex as opposed to their stated gender identity. Advocacy organizations on both sides of the LGBT debate quickly reacted to Biden's executive order. Terry Schilling, president of the Conservative American Principle Project, cited the executive order as evidence that the president fully supports sex changes for kids and plans to impose his view on the rest of the country by any means possible. One obvious intention of this order is to seek ways to punish states that are protecting children from experimental and dangerous sex change treatments, as well as preserving girls' athletic and private spaces, he said in a statement. Never mind that all these efforts. Right, by the way, so a bunch of they have a bunch of transgenders going into a girl's bathroom around your daughter, and you're supposed to just be okay with that. Right. Schilling also said that it's ironic that the executive order condemned conversion therapy when, in fact, that is exactly what it is promoting. What the administration really wants to do is lock mentally distressed children into sex change process and criminalize any attempts to make them feel comfortable in their own bodies, Schilling argues. This isn't just bad health care. It's also morally reprehensible effort to appease radical ideologies, ideologues, and increase big pharma's profits at the expense of vulnerable kids. They're pumping these kids full of drugs. They're pumping them full of those of testosterone and hormone change drugs and getting them hooked on for life. The ADF's Blake said that the president is threatening to erase the entire category of women's sports, egregiously on the cusp of the 50th anniversary of Title IX, the civil rights law designed to protect and fair competition for women. The National Black Justice Coalition, which describes itself as leading black LGBTQ and civil rights organization, praised Biden's executive order. In a statement, Victoria Kirby York, deputy director, said the executive action is a great example of governing for all of us. It includes several policy proposals that the National Black Justice Coalition has supported and recommended. Most recently, federal government action on the state of states attacks on black, gay, and transgender children, education, and health care. Well, all I know is Trump supported the sodomites just as much as Joe Biden does the LGBTQ movement. He did. I mean, he just did. He just ran a different way with it. That's all. Anyway, so there you have it. This is exactly what's going on. This is the game. This is the game that they're playing, right? It's exactly what they're doing. Disney is converting people, converting your children. And Biden is trying to ban Christians from converting LGBTQ to the gospel of Jesus Christ for them to be saved by the grace of God. Right? That's exactly what they're doing. This is the agenda. Right? This is their game plan. This is what they're doing. So the question has to be asked, should Christians be supporting Disney? Right? Should they be supporting Disney? Why are they supporting Disney? Is an important question to ask. Why in the world are they? How can they defend something so wicked? Right? How can they absolutely defend something so absolutely wicked and vile? Well, they're doing it. That's what they're doing. All right, everybody. I'm going to give you a chance to say hi here. And on a Friday, maybe you have a question you want to ask or something like that. I'll give you an opportunity to do that here. Let's see. Let me see here. Let's go here. Know what I was going to look for. Let's see.
What a privilege to come into God's presence, just to linger with the one who set me free. As I lift my eyes and see his awesome glory, I remember who he is and bow the knee. Bow the knee, God alone on his throne. See him high and lifted up and bow the knee. Kneel before him, all adore him as you face and bow the knee.
Bow the knee.
Amen. That was Ben Everson, and that was his rendition of Bow the Knee with Ron Hamilton, which is really good. He did that about 7 years ago. I like it. It's good stuff. I don't like all of his songs. Ironically, I found the video you did about Disney a few years ago, said Corey. Wonderful. You don't think I should work in ministry to teach kids if I don't agree with that? What now? I have a question, Pastor. I'm trying to apply to work in our youth ministry, but my church is pre-trib and they are really strict on the stance. I stated on my application I support post-trib. Here's what I would say, Andrea, if that's the case, you could just tell them that you won't make an issue of it at all with the children, and you should make an issue of it, because you know the church has a different stand on it. So, you know, you can definitely just tell them you would make an issue of it, and you won't teach contrary to that to the children. I don't see how it's going to come up that much anyway in the context of teaching children. You know, I just don't see how it would. So you can talk to them about that and just tell them that you wouldn't use it as a divisive issue to try to hurt anybody. That's what I would say. And, you know, go from there, see what they say. Let's see. Do you think that the falling away has begun? Yes, I do. I do. I do think the falling away has begun, Jamie. You know, and I do. That's just my personal issue with that. When it comes to that, yes, I do believe, according to scriptures, we've seen a vast falling away around the world. So, yes, I do believe that we're seeing that now. The beginning of it, anyway. There are some issues in church that you don't need to make an issue of and cause divisiveness. There's people at Old Paths Baptist Church. I have some people that I pastor that are pre-trib. I don't make an issue of that with them. I don't preach on it to post-trib to stick it in their face. I don't do any of those things, and they don't do it to me. We just don't do it. There's more important things. We know Jesus is coming back. That's the most important thing. So, and we're all premillennial. So we believe that Jesus is going to come literally and rule and reign on this earth. The timing of that, hey, if I'm wrong, and I'll repent, but it'll be too late. We'll be gone. But, you know, we don't need to fight over it. That's for sure. It's just, there's not enough of us to be fighting over that. It really isn't the most important thing, you know, when it comes to that. The most important thing is Jesus Christ, the doctrine of Christ, and, you know, holding to the doctrine of Christ and those things. And other things we can have disagreements on. You're always going to have disagreements with brothers and sisters in Christ. There's always going to be differences. So, man, I hope I'm wrong and it is pre-trib and we're out of here. I mean, I don't want to be wrong. If I thought I was wrong, I would get right. You know what I mean? If I thought I was wrong, I would get right. And so would they. People say, you always think you're right. Well, of course I do. If I was wrong, I would repent. None of us live our lives wrong on purpose. None of us follow error on purpose just to say, just because we want to. Sometimes the Lord shows us eventually, well, you're not right about that. Change your position on it. So, you know, anyway. It's okay. I don't worry about it too much when it comes to that issue right there. Too much going on in the world, right? Too much going on in the world, and we need good people to be preaching the gospel and warning sinners to flee from the wrath to come and all that good stuff. Man, I got to get out of here. I've been on here too long. 2 hours and 22 minutes. I'm getting out of here, man. I think postmillennialism is dead wrong, but I'm not going to get into that today. But I believe it's wrong. Anyway, so God bless you all. Keep praying for us. Pray for our ministry, that the Lord would continue to bless it, and that the Lord would provide for us and take care of us. Please pray about, number one, the evangel. We have a lot of evangelists. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday. Next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, we have a huge Pride, Twin Cities Pride event we're going to be preaching. Please pray for us. Please. It's going to be crazy. Pray for us. Pray the Lord's favor and protection upon us. It's very vile, very angry. Okay? Now, so pray that we get tracts out. Pray that some people would be saved. Pray that they would think about those issues. The next thing, pray about what the Lord might have you give to our ministry, if the Lord would have you to do that. You could PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. There's a link on our sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley page, which is right here. And, you know, there's a giving link on that, that where if you'd like to give to our ministry, you can. You can give to it. You know, it's all right up here. We do Apple Pay as well. We do a number of different things. So if you'd like to, you know, please consider that. Or you can mail us something. Our address is at the bottom of the screen right here. You can mail us whatever you'd like to there. Or many different ways people give, Bitcoin, all kinds of stuff we've seen the Lord use, all right? But anyway, God bless you all. Take care of yourselves, and you'll probably hear from us, let's see, probably Monday. Well, Sunday morning I will be preaching on a sermon called Ye Fathers. That should be interesting. Ye Fathers. Okay. And let's see, the Sunday afternoon I will not be preaching because we will have a time of prayer. We'll do our children's class that we do with the children, that I do with the children, their Bible memorization verses and teaching them through the scriptures. And then we have a baptismal service. We'll be going out to the lake, and we are baptizing two adults into our membership. Okay? So they were saved a while back, and they want to join our church and be a part of the ministry at Old Paths Baptist Church. They want to be scripturally baptized to follow in obedience to what the Lord has instituted. So you pray about that. Pray that the Lord would just bless that and that time we have together. Amen. Anyway, all right, everybody. God bless you all. Have a good night.